Give an account of thy stewardship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes providence just happens to arrange it so that the time of the year, that being the eighth Sunday of the after Pentecost today, and the saint of the day, for us, Saint Bonaventure, that they oftentimes line up perfectly to have one serve the other in the way of illustration of an important spear to take from the very season, the very day of Pentecost. And so it is with Saint Bonaventure as well. Because we see in this great saint, this doctor of the church, a man of great learning, of great piety, of great renown, somebody who was known far and wide for all of the wonderful things that he was able to do. He was so instrumental in taking care of the church through many functions throughout his life. While he was a professor at the University of Paris, that university had had a multitude of troubles, and he was a major part of restoring peace and consistency of teaching and a good reputation to the university. From there, he would go forth and he would do so much work in order to quash many of the heretical sects that plagued Europe during that time, fighting against them and bringing so many souls back to the truth. Moreover, there were problems within his own order, the Franciscans, which was causing near a schism in the order itself, which had only been started not long before. And yet, there was Bonaventure walking alongside and being the voice of calm and reason and prudence in order to help settle all of the disagreements down and come up with a consistency in the way of life. He was so instrumental that he was even a major part of assisting to determine who was to best suited to be made the Pope in order to put an end to a two-year interregnum. But one day, he was approached by a young lay brother, a brother who was named Giles. Giles had been a companion of St. Francis of Assisi himself, and for his whole entire life in the monastery had worked, as this lay brother would, by doing the simple tasks. He had taken care of the things like cleaning and cutting of the wood and collecting nuts and fruits for the community. He even spent long hours crushing grapes in the wine press in order to be used for the sacrifice of the Mass. If it seemed to be a small, menial task, oftentimes it fell on the shoulders of Brother Giles. But he didn't worry about it at all. In fact, he did so dutifully and devotedly for year after year, with a smile on his face and happy to serve God through the community. However, when he was there one day, standing before Father Bonaventure, it began to trouble his own mind, because he started to compare himself to the man before him. It's always a fatal flaw to compare ourselves to another person. But this is what the temptation to Giles was. He knew that he was an extraordinarily simple man. He knew that from mental capacities he was very limited. And so he saw all the great works that Bonaventure did throughout the church, and then he was there simply doing dishes. And so he approached the saint, and he said to him, "Father Bonaventure, how can I, a poor and ignorant man, return adequate thanks to God, who has given us so many blessings?" And Bonaventure said to him, "What do you mean, Giles? You already serve the Lord faithfully by all that you do." And Giles said, "Yes, but you're able to do so much, so many great things with the work that you do throughout the church. And me, I can't do these things because I'm so simple and it's impossible for me. And yet, we receive the same blessings. God gives us the same fruits in our work, and I can't return as adequate thanks to him as you do. Bonaventure looked at the brother, and he said to him, "Can an ignorant man love God as much as a learned doctor?" And Giles responded, "Well, certainly." And then Bonaventure said to him, "And can a good woman love God even more than the most clever of theologians?" Again, Giles responded, "Of course he can." And then St. Bonaventure said, "See, then love God and serve him by the things that he has called you to do." And at that point, Giles understood, and it immediately filled him with joy in his heart. And overcome by this, he couldn't contain it anymore, and he sprinted out of the monastery, and he ran right through the garden, and he sprinted out onto the streets, shouting as loud as he could, calling to everybody that passed by that would hear him, crying out, "Come, simple and ignorant men, and you, good women, come, because we can love God even more than Father Bonaventure, and we can love God even more than the greatest of theologians." It's easy for us in life at times to find ourselves feeling stagnated and worn down by the duties of our day. We have so many ideals in our mind. We have so many ideas that we want to fulfill. We see others around us and we compare ourselves to them, and we see the fruits that they are able to bear, and we see what they might be able to do. And by comparison, we feel like we oftentimes either fall short or that the things that we are occupied by seem so small and insignificant that it weighs us down and can discourage us. We can look around us and think about all the time that it takes for us to be occupied in our daily occupations, that is, our jobs. A husband off to go and to work long and hard, to struggle, surrounded by worldlings and reprobates. The continual effort to try and to be virtuous in a world which wants to suck that away from him, and moreover to give great labors and efforts and to run what seems to be on a treadmill of life, merely to just put food on a table and roof overhead. And then, after those long hours, he comes home and there's more work to do. And yet, again and again, the tasks are hard, the time is long, and it seems that it is all seemingly for naught. Or the work at home that has taken care of the domestic duties, the chores, and the cleaning, and the washing, and the laundry, again and again folding and scrubbing and sweeping and taking care of the yard and the garden and things that never seem to end. Once one task is done, another must be begun, and by the time it's over, we start at the beginning. And yes, there is the reminder of the children there, and they keep before us the reality that God has called us to a purpose in life, even though at times they too are not without their frustrations. But it's easy to see past that and to find the struggle to be monotonous and difficult and draining of ourselves. And then added to it are the distractions of life and the worries that plague us and daily occupy our minds and our time. It's easy for us to begin to wonder, what kind of servant of God am I? so much time taking up with such menial things. But it is in this type of reflection that it is important for us to be mindful of our stewardship, that which we have been given to be guardians over, that which we are responsible for, the very things that God has called us to, our vocations in life. These seemingly repetitive and menial tasks, they all make part of that very vocation. They are all part of that very calling that you have, each one integral to a successful and smooth running of a household and a family, so that all may continue on in a path of sanctity. And moreover, in those very actions, because they are part of what God has called you to, because they are indeed each a little piece of the puzzle of your vocations, well, God in return is pleased by those actions done well, a devotedness and an attention to detail, an effort to try to do well because it is pleasing to God and good for the whole, because it is a recognition of each part being part of that calling. And when we realize this, it encourages us in that continued application of ourselves in that way. Because we see it as our stewardship, we begin to see it again and again as something that is God's will for us in the moment, here and now. And then with all that transpires with that, we realize too how much sweeter the spiritual actions that we offer can be. The time that we have to force ourselves to put aside so that we can have a few minutes of prayer, that we can spend a couple of moments in meditation, that we can do a little bit of spiritual reading. It's not that we have infinite time, it's that we have to make the time. And then with those things that often they are found to be interrupted and distracted, and these too can worry us at times. It seems like we can't make it through a rosary without a little one crying or having to stop for some reason or another. Or that you come to Mass and yet find yourselves in and out, quieting an infant or instructing and drawing back the attention of a young child. Yet all the while, these prayers and those masses and the efforts made to come again and again, these distracted and difficult efforts towards sanctity, oftentimes they are more pleasing than when all is quiet and we kneel with full devotion and full attentiveness. Because those actions, God knows that they are hard, and moreover, He knows that we are performing our duties, and we are taking care of what He has given us, and we are looking after what we are stewards of. And so, do not fret about these things. Do not worry that it seems that so often you have little time of your own. Because the reality is, that is what your vocation is. Every vocation is. It is a selflessness. It is a call to a giving of our own self to serve something higher, to serve our families, to serve those we are responsible for, to serve God Almighty by what He has given us. And so, therein we find that the efforts of our stewardship are indeed a mode of our sanctity. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.